going to call to order the meeting of December 17th, 2012. And let me get my bearings here. We're ordered. I wanted everybody to stand, please, and we'll have a moment of silence. And this will be in memory of the community in Connecticut that had the recent school shooting. Councilmember Bright, Mayor Pro Tem Bright, could you do the flag salute for us?
I'd be honored.
Thank you.
If you please join me. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Could we have roll call, please?
Here.
Present.
Here.
Here.
I'm here. And we have no closed session announcements. This is the time that we do an agenda review, and we'll look at the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. Does anyone want to make any changes to the agenda this evening?
No.
Okay.
I'll move that we accept the agenda as published.
I'll second that. So it's been moved and seconded. Ceremonial calendar. And tonight we're going to do three presentations. The first two we're going to do
Honorable
together.
Honorable Mayor, yeah. I'm sorry. Once it was moved and seconded, we need a call for the question. Oh. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Thank you. We're going to do presentations this evening. And we're going to do the first two to state parks, and then we have another one after that. Councilmember Molnar, I was wondering if you'd be willing to do the third one that we're doing this evening?
Oh, no problem.
Thank you. So what I wanted to do is just give you a little bit of background on why we're doing this and why we're so keen to do this, and then we'll take it from there. The reason that I asked for this presentation was to recognize the services initially of Mr. Andrew Zilke, and he has provided during his long career great services as the Oceano Dunes District Superintendent and has made many contributions to our community. He was responsible for a large parks complex. I think he still is a little bit responsible, perhaps. I don't think he's completely retired. For a huge complex extending from Shell Beach in the north to the off-highway vehicle riding area located south of West Grand. This area attracts nearly 2 million visitors annually, and Superintendent Zilke has had the responsibility of overseeing parks facilities that function really much like a city. They provide a number of services, including law enforcement, search and rescue, public access, water, sanitation, recreation, education, and emergency preparedness services to park visitors. While Mr. Zilke was superintendent, he successfully collaborated with stakeholders and regulatory agencies to ensure the protection of state and federally listed species, including the western snowy plover and the California least tern. His efforts in developing these programs have been recognized statewide. So what I've done tonight, and because Mr. Zilke has been such a help with our beachfront lodge and conference center, I've asked our former Mayor Pro Tem Nichols if he would present the award to Mr. Zilke, because they actually worked together for many years.
Thank you. I'd be more than pleased to. Mr. Zilke, would you come forward, please? I don't think I can use my Okay, this is a proclamation of the City Council of the City of Grover Beach honoring Oceano District Superintendent Andrew Zilke upon his retirement from state service. Whereas, over the past 39 years, Andrew Zilke has served as State Park Officer, Ranger, I'm right, also Chief Ranger, and as State Park Superintendent, and has contributed significantly to the public safety and delivery of public services to the South County area of San Luis Obispo. And whereas Andrew Zilke has managed the Oceano Dunes District for the past 13 years in a collaborative manner that has demonstrated consistent leadership in the delivery of public safety and recreational services. And whereas the Oceano Dunes District of California State Parks encompasses a large area that is adjacent to the city of Grover Beach and includes camping, passive and active recreational areas that benefit the local community and annual visitors alike, and that Mr. Zilke, through his efforts, has ensured amenities are available to local residents in a manner that is efficient and easily accessible. And whereas Superintendent Zilke has provided his leadership, cooperation, and energy to the city of Grover Beach in his role as a joint authority team member, and has greatly assisted in moving the Grover Beach Lodge and Conference Center project forward in a manner that will ultimately benefit the city of Grover Beach and its residents. And whereas Superintendent Zilke has announced his retirement from state service, now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Grover Beach hereby proclaims the city's deep appreciation for all of the services Superintendent Zilke has provided to both the residents of the state of California and the city of Grover Beach, and we wish him well in his future endeavors.
Could I have the council members all go out for a photo?
You know, it's been a pleasure working in the Five Cities area, and especially a pleasure, you know, working with the city of Grover Beach and the residents that have always been very supportive and really very kind. I've not had a bad experience here in this city in the 13 years that I've been here. You know, and of course we've had our challenges to the south, but you know, that's fine. Now it's going to be Brent Marshall's issue to deal with. He's the acting district superintendent. So I really very much appreciate this. Is very such an honor, and I feel very privileged. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Brent to come up now, and we're going to do a commendation for state parks also.
The other thing I'd like to do is to ask anybody who works for state parks to come up while we do this. So we have to all come on up, please.
I'm going to tap the room.
Can Andrew still be there?
Technically.
The mayor's commendation presented to California State Park in recognition of and appreciation for, and appreciation for the many years state parks have efficiently and competently operated their local park facilities located adjacent to the city of Grover Beach, providing quality recreational services to both the local community and visitors, and delivering services which have contributed to the quality of life of our residents and the well-being of our local community. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's an honor and a privilege to accept this on behalf of all the state park employees. It's been a tough couple of years with budget cuts and things like that. And I'm proud to say it's almost imperceptible. Everybody has stepped up so much, and we continue to be an asset to this community. And so on behalf of everybody that's worked so hard, I'd like to say thank you for that.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, before we leave this item, if I could, just a couple of remarks. First of all, about Andrew Zelke, I've only been here 6.5 years, and I'm probably just as a kid in terms of a career as when you compare it to Andy's. But we've had the opportunity to work closely together in the Lodge Project, and on behalf of the staff, I just want to express our appreciation for that excellent working relationship. He probably has been the continuity in this project, none other than maybe Peter Keith and John Scholes have lived with it quite as long. And I can tell you he's not going to get to leave the stage entirely, because we still need him as we continue to move forward towards the Coastal Commission, which we believe will be done shortly. And so on behalf of staff, I'd like to extend my appreciation to Andy for what he's done and contributed. As to the state parks itself, and partially it's Andy's leadership as well, you mentioned the diversity that of the operation down there, and I just wanted to comment on that for a second. They are almost like an adjoining city, and we do a lot of things together in terms of things that don't quite come to the surface. For instance, emergency service planning. That's a very important element of the work we do together. And in fact, when we had the tsunami, it seems just like yesterday, but now it's about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, we had to work very closely with state parks, and they did so very efficiently because we were evacuating that the mobile home park and the golf course area and the RV areas just adjacent to the beach. And that was just a fine example of the close working relationship that the state and the city has.
Thank you, City Manager. I actually had a few more notes to read about state parks. Their facilities include both active and passive areas for the general public's enjoyment, and they include the North Beach Campground in Pismo Beach, the Monarch Butterfly Grove in Grover Beach and Pismo Beach, and the off-highway vehicular recreation area. The off-highway division of state parks was first created in 1972, and the Dunes property was purchased shortly thereafter. The off-highway vehicular recreation area was officially created in 1982. And the park attracts nearly 2 million visitors annually from all over the United States. The local state parks offers a variety of recreational activities, which I'm sure you all could add to, but swimming, kite surfing, personal watercraft, equestrian, surfing, fishing, whale watching, camping, hiking, and off-road vehicle riding. The economic impact annually to the surrounding communities in the county of San Luis Obispo is estimated in excess of $170 million. And in addition to the human recreational attributes, the local state parks is home to a variety of plant and animal species that can be observed by walking or jogging along the beach or by hiking. So I wanted to open this up now also to the City Council and see if any of you wanted to make any comments.
I have none.
No. Any comments that way?
Actually, I do. I would like to thank you for that wonderful excursion on the dunes last year. It was very informative, and it helped me have a different idea of what the state parks does for us. So I appreciated that. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you as well to both Mr. Zilke and all of the staff and other members of state parks that are here. It's good to see all of the support that comes out to the city.
Thank you. So I wanted to open this up to public comment now. If I did specifically want to ask former Mayor Peter Keith if he'd like to come forward. I believe he has an additional citizens award, so I'll open it to public comment.
And I do need a microphone.
Yeah, there is.
Right here? Is this
of leadership, Andy, that has led you successfully down that road, to explain things to people, to find middle ground, and to honor the mandate of the state legislature that the certain parts of the dunes are in fact designated as a riding recreational area. A lot of people don't want to believe that. They don't want to accept that, but it's a reality. And you've had to bridge those gaps of people that are angered about one thing or another. And I think you've done a tremendous job. I'm very proud to be a friend of yours. And I couldn't help but notice that you and Bill got the note on sport jackets this evening. If you'll hold this for a second.
Okay.
We'll dispense with that. I'm going to read this to you. It's not nearly as long as the other one. However, this starts with magnum opus. Magnum opus, literally interpreted from Latin, means a work of God. And by golly, you are a work of God, and the work that you have done is such as well. You've done it for a long, long time. It goes on to say, 2012 Citizens Award, Andrew Zilke, for unparalleled service to our community. And you've heard the comments from everyone else, and I know that they're heartfelt by everyone who has spoken, and everyone that's out there that has opportunities for recreation and to visit our coast and have a good time and go home safe. Thanks to you, and thank you to your staff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. I have a couple of speaker slips, and I just wanted to check in. Mr. Embry, were you wanting to speak about state parks, or was it about a different matter? Mr. Embry? Pardon?
It's about our city parks, not our state parks.
Okay, all right. So there'll be another public comment period in just a few minutes, and you can come up then. Thank you. Was there anybody else who wanted to come up and speak? Please come up and speak. Give us your name and your city of residence. Oh, another. It looks like another award.
Were you standing right here?
It's better, actually, if you stand there, you'll be seen and heard better.
Very good.
Over the long
All
time.
Right, well, my name is Bob Cardona, and this is my wife, Ann.
Santa Maria.
Well, we shouldn't say that now.
That's okay.
Because at one time I was asked, please don't say anything, because you really don't live in San Luis Obispo County. Of course, that was a different group at that time. We come here to kind of say hello and thank Andy Zilke for all of his hard work. I think a lot of what was already stated was done very well, because Andy, for us, he's been a helper, kind of a mentor in a lot of ways to our young kids on the beach. We do know that we go out there. Andy also is responsible, of course, during peak weekends, that it's hard for him because he deals with officers that he is training from the Fresno County area. We know that sometimes visitors come from Sacramento. Excuse me. And as well, this is a very difficult job, because men come in here from out of our county and have never really grown up around here. And they really don't understand the fact that, you know, law enforcement out here, I think, is here on the beach. And I think this is a psychological training that sometimes some of them have to go through. You know, certainly I know with, of course, what's happened in the news as of late is very difficult, with kids getting a variety of types of citizens being killed. But I think mainly the main thing is that officers out here have learned to work with the public on the beach. You know, they come out and say, gee, guys, why do you have such tall fire? And the flames are roaring, and of course there's a 3 foot or something on building fires. Of course, many of us around here grew up when Columbia Records was in Santa Maria, and I don't know if too many of you remember that, but I said I used to bring pallets out so tall on top of one of my vans that if you went over a dune and went to make a turn, you went, ooh, you know, the old van went like that. It was that period there that kind of inspired all of us, I think, in our families to enjoy the beach the way it was meant to be. And in a lot of ways, this has just really all of our children have grown up there. Some of our grandchildren have grown up there. So he has been an inspiration. Because of his mild-mannered ways, he's been very easy to work with. We take him as a guidance to our kids that may probably, in my grandson, law enforcement agency, different throughout the community. So a man like this that speaks, and he says to me, Bob, I don't have an easy job. I said, Andy, what are you leaving? Everybody wants to work for the government. It's an easy job. And he goes, yeah, no, not mine. I go, what do you mean not yours? He says, you know, all of you people speak from the heart. I mean, whether it's the, we call them tree huggers, in this case it's beach lovers who don't step on whatever. So we all speak from our heart. It's a usage thing, I think. And we, Zelke, supervisor, state vehicle recreation area, Oceana Dunes, the Santa Maria Four Wheelers, and the Cal Association of the Four Wheel Drive Clubs have appreciated you working with you side by side over the years in a nonpartisan way. Also, it goes on here to say, it is our hope the next supervisor for the Oceana Dunes will recognize the communities of our Central Coast have enjoyed for many years the ability to open use on our beaches for riding motorized vehicles, horses, fishing, and otherwise using the SVRA area for its intended designated use. Please do not forget us. You are always welcome in our camp on the beach. Tri-tip sandwiches, salad, beans, and French bread. What a way to live. We thought the gray hair was caused by so much sand in your hair from windy days at Oceano. Now we realize it's because you have spent so many years in the SVRA. You will always have, may you always have sand between your toes. Sincerely, Bob and Andy. You may enjoy this, is that your predecessor, which of course is Steve Yamaichi, he works at Hancock College, you know.
Oh, I know he does.
And actually, if you want a job, just see my wife.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Was there anybody else who wanted to come up and say anything? Okay, then I will. Is there somebody else? No? Okay, we'll close public comment. Bring it back here. And I wanted to just say a couple of things. The thing that has struck me is how graciously, effectively, and profitably that state parks have managed our beach. And I know there have been inaccurate statements recently by local leaders, and they've been repeated in the press. And I just wanted to make the point that I have complete respect for our local state parks, for your expertise. And I trust you to continue to faithfully consider the health and safety of our communities. I trust your track record for balancing multiple interests, and I trust your ability to find viable solutions for all concerned. So thank you all very much. Next in our ceremonial calendar, we have a proclamation designating December 20th, 2012 as Homeless Persons Memorial Day. And Council Member Molnar, who has served on the Homeless Oversight Committee, is
that's my new one, but I've also been on the Five Cities Homeless Coalition.
So I've asked Council Member Molnar if she would make that presentation. Is there someone here to speak to that one? Well, yes, go ahead and come up. And do you want to go out front and do that? And then thank you. It's best if you face that way, about where you are now. If you come back a little bit, it works a little bit better. Yeah.
Proclamation of the City Council of the City of Grover Beach declaring December 20th, 2012 as Homeless Persons Memorial Day. Whereas difficult economic times and a limited amount of both rental and single-family housing has made it difficult for a number of San Luis Obispo County residents to find adequate housing, and whereas the winter poses extreme hardship for unsheltered and inadequately housed low-income men, women, and children in Grover Beach. And whereas the spirit of giving this holiday season provides an opportunity for affirmation and renewal regarding the commitment to end homelessness. And whereas December 20th has been designated National Homeless Persons Memorial Day by the National Coalition for the Homeless and the National Health Care for the Homeless Council, and is so recognized by cities, counties, and states nationwide. And whereas in this season of generosity and sharing, citizens of Grover Beach are encouraged to commit themselves to promoting compassion and concern for all, especially those who are poor and homeless. And whereas in remembering those who have died on the streets, the cause of ending homelessness is kept urgent, as is the city's collective commitment to preventing such deaths in the future. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Grover Beach does hereby proclaim December 20th, 2012, as Homeless Persons Memorial Day in the City of Grover Beach.
And the Five Cities Homeless Coalition is working on opening one in South County, and we are working closely with them and are hopeful that we will be able to find them a location in the next few weeks. So I wanted to say thank you very much, and thanks.
Thank you. Was there anybody from the public who wanted to comment on this particular item? Okay, then we're going to move on now to public communications. Any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this council. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items not on the agenda. So I'm going to open it for public comment. And I believe that we have Anthony W. Embry, who had a couple of items.
Actually, the first item has already been addressed. I have spoken with the chief, and he has, I believe that they are handling the situation even beyond what I would expect them to. So we can scratch that item off the list.
Great.
The next item that I'd like to address, though, is the Mentone Drainage Basin, the park that's there, the park facility that's there. There is a soccer team, and I believe that all of our youth should have a chance to play and have a good time doing it. However, their coach is not using good judgment. He has no knowledge of turf grass management. He goes down when the field is way too wet. You won't even allow the public in there, and he takes his kids in. They destroy the ground cover. They take mud all over. They dig big holes in the ground. If you go look, you can see. When they leave the park facility, they leave all of their bottles and all of their trash laying around, and I go around and pick it up and clean it up. Not only that, when they leave the park with their shoes full of mud, they go to the sidewalk, they pick all the mud off their shoes, and there's big globs of mud laying all over the sidewalk. The issue with that is my wife woke up one morning and couldn't walk for a year and a half, and she's just now starting to walk again. I have to walk her around that park so that she can get strength back in her leg. If she steps on the mud and stuff like that and slips and falls, it could really do damage. I just don't think that the person takes into consideration other people or their feelings. And when he opens the park for his students and just destroys it, you won't even open it for me. You won't open it for anyone to go down there. He should not be allowed to go down there and open that park and use it. Somebody needs to address it. I've talked to the Parks and Recreation Department, and nobody's taking care of it. I wanted to come down here and talk to you and see if it can be addressed. That's all, really all I have to say at this point.
Thank you very much for your comments. Is there anybody else who had anything to say this evening? Oh, I should recognize this is Dee Santos, former mayor also.
Thank you. I'm sorry I wasn't here when all of you were installed, but I just want to, it's never too late. So I would just want to congratulate all of you, and I think we've got a fine council. I'm sorry I couldn't be here to honor Mayor Scholes, former mayor. And so I just wanted you to know congratulations to all of you, and good luck in the year to come.
Thank you, Dee. Dee is also a current Parks and Rec commissioner. And she will be chair, I hear. Congratulations. So we will move now to the consent agenda. I'll bring it back up to the council. And, sorry?
No. Leader under council.
What is this? Okay. We're going to the consent agenda. And the following routine items listed below are scheduled for consideration as a group. And if anybody would like to pull any of those, we can do that now. Does anybody want to pull those? Anything? No? Okay.
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. I think it was Council Member Nichols that did the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Honorable Mayor,
yes.
Since there is a resolution as one of the items on the consent, if it would be please the council, we would like a roll call vote.
Okie dokie. So is that a roll call vote just on item number four?
On the whole consent.
On the whole consent. Okay. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
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 Yes. So our next item of business is regular business, and we will be discussing an appointment to the Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission, and the report will be given by our city manager.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Kathy Pecker couldn't be with us tonight, so I'm going to provide is recommending at this point that the council adopt the resolution confirming the appointment to the council per the direction of April 2nd and the recommendation of the advisory committee.
Thank you. Did any council members have any comments? Questions?
I have a comment, no questions.
Although a comment when it's appropriate.
Okay. I guess what I'll do then, since we don't have questions, we've just got some comments, I'll open it up to the public. Was there anybody who wanted to comment on this particular item? Our new Parks and Rec chair.
Yes, since I will now be the chair, thanks to Jeff leaving us, I will say that I think you have a wonderful person who is going to be filling in. Mm-hmm. He has served in this capacity before, and he was excellent. Mm-hmm. So I think all of you made a fine decision, and I welcome Harold to serve again. And for you also, to add to that, we're going to have our lights, our Christmas lights this weekend. So bringing pride to Grover Beach.
Thank you very much. Mr. Grog, did you want to say anything? You're not obligated.
Well, I just want to thank Jeff for leaving so I could fill in. anyway, I just look forward to the chance again because I served one time before, and I look forward because I love the city and there's always room for improvement, and I'd like to help be part of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We're very grateful to you and to all the commissioners. Okay, back to the council. Was nobody else, anybody else who wanted to say anything this evening? Okay, so back to the council. Mayor Pro Tem Bright, did you have a comment?
I did. I had the pleasure of serving on that advisory body screening when Mr. Grog interviewed, and I believe that he would be an excellent addition to our Parks and Recreation Beautification Commission, so I heartily endorse him for the position. And thank you very much for stepping up and agreeing to be part of our commission. Thank you.
Former Parks and Rec Chair and Council Member Lee, you had a comment.
Basically, I just wanted to reiterate what Mayor Pro Tem Bright had to say, and then also say thank you to Harold for stepping forward, and then also to say thank you for the other members of the Parks and Rec Commission on which I served for just over 3.5 years, I think it was. I always used to like to say it was the fun committee. We brought a lot of pride and a lot of joy to the city, and I think that's something that Harold can continue with the and to the power of the other four members, so all of which are very strong-willed women. Mm-hmm. So as Harold will found out very quickly. So, but if there's unless there's any other comments, I'll go ahead and make a motion.
Sure. Okay.
Then I would move that we adopt the resolution appointing Mr. Harold Grogg to the unexpired term on the Parks, Rec, and Beautification Commission, which is scheduled to expire on May 31st, 2015.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion and a second. May we have the roll call, please?
Yes.
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 Yes. The next item of regular business is a letter requesting the council place an item on the agenda to consider modifications to the city's card table ordinance. It will be presented by City Manager Perrault.
Yes, Madam Mayor, members of the council. As noted in the staff report, currently Grover Beach Municipal Code Sections 10400 to 10041 govern the licensing of card tables within the city of Grover Beach. Should also mention that the operation of card tables are also regulated by the State Gaming Commission. Mr. David Stearns, who is the owner of the Central Coast Casino, has filed a written request with the city seeking to place before the council consideration of modifications to the city's current card table ordinance. The current ordinance limits the number of tables authorized within the city to a total of 7. With 4 at any single location. Mr. Stearns is seeking to change the total number of tables authorized by the ordinance from 7 to 9 and change the total number of tables at the single location for 4 to 6. As noted, we've done some preliminary background review, and this request may not be permissible according to current state law, but we need to look at that further. Mr. Stearns is also seeking to change the current restriction regarding hours of operation that requires closure from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. and to permit operation 24 hours a day. Additionally, he is seeking to eliminate the requirement that hard...
Well, I did, but didn't it sound like we're not going to discuss it?
Right, at
yes,
this point.
Yes, we're just discussing whether or not we'll agendize it.
Do you want the item to come before you? If the majority of you says yes, then we'll put it on an agenda for next meeting or for another meeting, and then we can give you a presentation and we'll have a full discussion of the item.
Okay. Well, I just have one question, and it doesn't regard the modification of the ordinance. What the question is what kind of income do we receive from this? At this time,
We do get a per license amount. If I'm per table, I think it's $500 per table.
Is that per year?
Yes.
All right. Thank you,
Mr. Lee.
I have a number of questions as well, but that would be more appropriate if we do decide to agendize it.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments down here at the other end? No. Okay.
I have comments, yeah. But I would not be adverse to. They've been a long time business in our community, and I think that I wouldn't be adverse to taking a look at the ordinance. So I would be in favor of doing that.
And I think before we go to a motion, I did want to open it up to the public, see if there's anybody from the public who wanted to comment. No. Okay. Seeing none, we'll bring it back. Any other comments?
I have one comment. I guess I'm not adverse to putting it on the agenda, but I don't. The letter that Mr. Stearns brought forward didn't really give me a compelling reason why to move forward with this. Other than, I mean, there's several questions that we would need to resolve before we could even consider the fact that whether to increase it. And I don't see a clamoring of people to get into the card room, so I don't see the kind of the nexus as to why he would be requesting 2 additional tables. But I'm not gonna stop it from coming for future discussion if that's the consensus.
Okay. So do we have a motion, or?
I think we don't need a motion. I think we just have consensus.
So
I'm in favor of it. Uh-huh. She's okay. In favor of it.
Yes.
And I think we should discuss it as well. So we've got consensus. 5-0 consensus. Okay, great. Thank you. Where are we here? Next item on the agenda. I lost track of my papers here.
Seven,
yes. There's seven. Here we go. Actually.
No.
It's the council committee reports.
Oh, boy.
This is short.
Does anybody have any reports? Mr. Nichols, do you have any reports this evening?
Yes, I do. I did attend the Water Resource Advisory Committee as the alternate, and there was nothing earth-shaking that happened to report. However, I do have the agenda with comments on it that I will give to our representative.
Thank you.
So that she can take that. We also had the Homeless Services Oversight Council, and they did approve the bylaw changes. So there are some significant changes to the bylaws that were all approved, so that's something that we'll have to catch up on. They now want an alternate, and they also have some limitations on the number of years that you serve on the oversight committee. And they also recommended moving forward with the funding through the federal government program. They have a subcommittee that set forth the recommendation for future funding, and that was approved also. The Sanitation District had a meeting last week. There was nothing of any substance. We approved a number of items for the plant to go ahead and purchase new parts. We also did not adopt the hazard mitigation plan. There were some changes that we recommended be made in it, so those changes will be made, and it'll be brought back to the board for approval. That's about it on that. And I think that's it.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Bright, did you have any reports?
Well, Bill was much busier than I was. Unfortunately, I was caught unaware regarding my one new assignment, which was the Housing Trust Fund. So I believe that Councilmember Molnar, were you able to attend that?
Actually, they canceled it due to no quorum.
Just a minute. It's awfully noisy out there. Could we shut the doors, please?
Well, you can't, Madam Mayor, you can't shut the door.
Oh, we can't shut the door. Okay.
You just ask them to
Could you
be
ask
quiet.
Them to keep it down? Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Sorry.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Councilmember Molnar.
There was no quorum, so they canceled it.
Okay.
So both of us, you know. Because
okay.
I was going to the bylaws. You don't have them?
I don't have the amended bylaws. They did not provide me a copy of them.
Oh, all right. Okay. Okay, and I had no meetings, so.
Okay. Councilmember Lee?
I want to thank all of the rest of you who went to the Chamber of Commerce lunch and the mixer on my behalf.
Yes, I did that for you, yes.
So as my schedule is getting acclimated to the new responsibilities, and then I have been catching up with the VCB and reading their minutes, but they don't have a meeting until January. And then I received a notification today that the IWMA doesn't have a meeting until March. So,
they
canceled January's. Yep.
That'll give you some time to get used to your schedule.
Exactly. Yes,
and I had a meeting of the Visitor Convention Bureau that I hadn't reported on for a few weeks. The Savor the Central Coast event was even more favorable than it has been in years past. I think the community really, there's a lot of buy-in on that and a lot of appreciation for the esteem it places our community in. And they did have a small loss, and I'm not remembering exactly what it was, but they'd had some funds carried forward that had been designated to cover that. And it was a very different feel than the first couple of years, when the first year they lost a lot of money, the second year there was almost a break even. But the consensus, and it was coming from the hotel owner members, not the more not the government members, but the consensus among the businesses was that it's an incredibly valuable event, and the VCB agreed to move forward with a Save the Central Coast next year, also the last week in September. And so, Jeff, you'll have fun with that. And you've helped years past. You've volunteered on the Grover Beach City Stand a couple of years.
Yes, yeah. The City Stand is Parks and Rec.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Sure. And I believe there was an Economic Vitality Corporation Christmas party, and so I had the opportunity to have some very good conversations with some folks there that I think will lead to some some good events in the future, and I'll talk more about those as they arise. And that's all I had. Chamber of Commerce, I did go to the lunch, and we had a great report from Council Member Ashajian, or not Council, Representative Ashajian. He had a lot to tell us about the ways that he's managing to save money for all of us and to catch some fraud. So that was encouraging. So the next, let's see, has everybody had a chance to report? Yes, the next item on our agenda is City Council member items. And if anyone wanted to comment on the public comment that you were asking about, you can do that now.
My comment was actually to see if City Manager wanted to comment on that before the gentleman left.
Oh.
So with regards to that. And the only element that I wanted to say was thank you to the police chief, the fire chief, and the community development director who have spent part of their Fridays with me last week to get me up to speed on some of the goings-on of the history of the city as I take on this new position. And I get to do other department heads this upcoming Friday. So looking forward to that.
Thank you. Councilmember Molnar, did you have a comment?
Oh, as for the Mentone drainage basin, yes. Do we have a written agreement with the soccer team in there? Does it require that they clean up after themselves? And
I'm certain that it does.
Okay.
So what would be the method then for following up on that?
What I will do is simply, first of all, this is the first that I've been aware of the situation. So what I will do is contact staff and then contact Mr. Embry, identify whatever issues may be involved, and then we'll deal with the contractor as appropriate.
Okay.
Thank you.
And my concern is I do know that the park is closed when it rains, and the gentleman has the key and he's allowed to go in there when the rest of us are not.
I don't have the agreement in front of me. I can't believe that he would be placing the kids in that when the drainage basin is used for drainage purposes. I don't think that's a good thing to do, so I'd have to follow up with the Public Works Director.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And Council Communications, are there any Council Communications this evening?
I have none.
Okay. I have one.
Yes.
I would just like to say thank you, first of all, to City Manager and for Friday at our holiday party, and to our City Attorney for all that you did, and then also to everyone else who helped cook and serve and clean, and Debbie with her heated up in the kitchen, and for all the council members who helped serve and all, and everyone who showed up and did everything that they did, because it was really a lovely event. And so thank you all.
It was a really good night.
Nice. Yeah. It was really very nice.
Thank you. Madam Mayor.
Try to have a list already in your mind of what's going to happen from month to month.
Councilmember Molnar, members of the council, I have from time to time, and I can try and do that a little bit more consistently to give you an idea of what possibly will be coming up on coming agendas. But I need to ask you to bear in mind that that's still subject to change until the agenda is finalized. So,
of course,
the fact that you might see it in a Friday letter, that the item moving forward may change between then and Thursday.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So back to you, City Manager. Reports and comments.
First of all, I would the recommendation that you have before you is regarding the City Council's meeting schedule in January. And essentially what staff is recommending that you focus the meeting date on January 14th, 2013. You had already approved the change from January 7th to January 14th. The next regularly scheduled meeting would be January 22nd, which follows the Martin Luther King holiday. I think it would actually be held on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Part of the issue with that is that the mayor, the new council member, and myself will be all in Sacramento the latter part of that week. And with the council member mayor's orientation, and will probably make the final preparation of those agenda materials difficult to accomplish. So as noted in the staff report, the items that we're scheduling appears as if we'd be able to deal with them all on January 14th, and consequently that's what my recommendation is that we meet one meeting in January, and that be January 14th.
Any questions, comments, discussion?
I just have one, and I think it's a really good suggestion. Being the victim of having to go to that orientation and being up all night before going, so I think that it's very nice that you're going to do that for them. So I agree.
Any other comments, questions, discussion? If not, it looks like we need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation.
I'll second that.
So we have a motion and a second. It's a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Okay, motion carries. And city attorney's reports and comments.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, Council Members. Just, again, my apologies for not being here at the installation meeting. Thursday was not doable for me at all. I look forward to working with all of you, as always, in the years to come. So congratulations.
Thank you, City Attorney. And we have a closed session next. So did you want to report to us on that?
It is the intention of the City Council to meet in closed session on two items, the first one being existing litigation, Lopez versus City of Grover Beach, the second one being a potential litigation, one case.
Thank you. So I'm going to recess the meeting to closed session.